Boys to Men is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the best mix in the morning show for Friday and Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Puzzle Day, Curmudgeon's Day, and Corn Chip Day. Apparently a good day to do a puzzle, have some chips, and maybe yell at someone to get off your lawn. Does a sink full of dishes make you anxious? It does for me. A new survey of millennial moms found that 51% of respondents said they can't enjoy a meal if dirty dishes are looming over them. 80% said they feel calmer when the dishes are done immediately. And 67% said they can't go to sleep unless their kitchen is clean. Why all the stress over dirty dishes? Maybe this is why. 72% of millennial moms polled said their kids have become, or I should say their kitchens have become a lot messier since the pandemic started, and 69% said their sink is full of dirty dishes more often than not. The ketchup on a hot dog debate continues. Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White told Drew Barrymore during a recent interview on her talk show that she's only had one disagreement with host Pat Sajak over the 38 years that they've worked together. Believe it or not, it was about putting ketchup on a hot dog. Apparently, Vanna prefers ketchup on hers, and Pat thinks it's mustard or the highway. And by the way, according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council, which exists, putting ketchup on a hot dog after the age of 18 is a don't, they say. Does your pet have a favorite song? They say music soothes the savage beast, but what about your average house cat? A recent viral video featuring a cat named Jesse shows the cat sticking his tongue out, bobbing to U2's Where the Streets Have No Name. Owner Gary Adams claims his 9-year-old black Persian only sticks his tongue out when this particular song plays, and he'll stay in that exact position for hours after hearing it. And think those nasal swab COVID tests are uncomfortable? In China, the alternative may be a bit worse. They started using anal swabs, and already they've become China's number two method for COVID testing. You see what I did there? They say the virus lingers longer down there and gives more accurate results for the testing. Yeah, but it comes with a high sacrifice. Jeez. That is Coffee Talk from Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.